From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Islamic State is claiming responsibility for Thursday's terrorist attack in Barcelona, Spain. VOA's Philip Alexio has the update.
A van sped along a crowded sidewalk, killing at least 12 people and injuring 80. Police have two people in custody, but have given no details, including whether either suspect was the driver. Also, a car ran down two policemen at a Barcelona checkpoint, but it's unclear if there's any connection to the earlier attack. A senior police official in Spain's Catalonia region says the van attack in Barcelona is connected to an explosion the night before in a town south of the city in which one person died and injured several more. Information about the incident continues to develop. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
The U.S. and Japanese defense chiefs and top diplomats were meeting in Washington to discuss North Korea. Secretary of Defense James Mattis said that together the U.S. and Japan will deter and, if necessary, defeat any threat.
We call on North Korea to choose a better path than one of provocation and threats. Such a path is not in its own best interest, nor in the best interest of any other nation.
Japan is a key U.S. ally and potential target of North Korean aggression. The top U.S. general says the Trump administration is very close to a long-term policy commitment to Afghanistan that will address a call by Afghanistan Ground Commander General John Nicholson for more international troops to end the stalemate between Afghan forces and the Taliban. General Joe Dunford said U.S. troops fighting in Afghanistan deserved an updated policy as they continue to support Afghan forces and battle Islamic State militants. This is VOA News. Protesters marched in front of the Argentine Foreign Ministry in downtown Buenos Aires Thursday to reject their government's criticism of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and the decision by the Mercosur to eject Venezuela as a member. Several hundred protesters waved signs and banners and chanted to the beat of drums along the bustling corridors of Buenos Aires. A Venezuelan citizen present at the march, Virginia 10, defended the Maduro government as democratically elected and criticized the opposition groups as resorting to terrorism. She said that she supported the Constitution and that her supporters would continue defending the democratic state as they have been doing and rejecting violence. Following the U.S. President Donald Trump's assertion that on August 11th, the military intervention in Venezuela was an option, the beleaguered Maduro may find some respite in Latin America, just as Venezuela was on the verge of becoming a pariah over its recent installation of a super powerful legislative body. Workers carried coffins off trucks in Sierra Leone as they buried at least 300 victims of devastating floods on Thursday. This as fears grew of more mudslides and accusations of government inaction over deforestation and poor urban planning mounted. With the aim of clearing the overflowing central morgue, burials began around 1800 Universal Time in Waterloo, a nearby town where many victims of the Ebola crisis that hit the nation in 2014 were also laid to rest. More than 100 of the dead are children. On a day of mourning, a Red Cross official warned that smaller mudslides had occurred since Monday in the eastern area of Freetown and in Sierra Leone's second city of Bo, with the rainy season far from over. The United States and Sweden are calling on the United Nations to follow up inconclusive investigations into the murder of two UN experts from their countries in Congo. American Michael Sharp and Zeta Catalan were slain in March during some violence in Kasai region of Congo. Their killing was a key issue at a UN Security Council meeting on Thursday attended by their family members. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley backed a full investigation under Secretary General Antonio Guterres' authority. A 10-year-old rape victim in India who was denied permission to have an abortion has given birth to a girl. The baby weighed 2.5 kilograms and was delivered by cesarean section. The ruling Supreme Court in Iran denied the girl's abortion request, saying it was too risky. The young girl's uncle has been arrested over charges of alleged rape. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.